Chairman, let's visit. I know you've been out with listening sessions and another one coming here today. What are you getting out of these sessions? Are you learning something new?
Oh, incredible information, Don. It's, I've got one goal for the Farm Bill, thousands of objectives, but the one goal is we get this done in a bipartisan, bicameral way, on time and highly effective. And the way we make it highly effective is like events right here at Farm Fest in Minnesota, where we listen to the voices of the folks who provide us, produce and, quite frankly, process that food and fiber and building material and energy resources. And so I'm really confident in the product that we'll have here later this month because of the opportunities to do these listening sessions all over the nation.
On time seems to be a big lift when we're looking at the end of the September 30th deadline.
Well, I only have control over the House Agriculture Committee. We're going to do our job. When we are able to mark up and go to floor, it really is going to depend on when leadership can give me that week floor time. I'm still hoping and praying it's before the end of September, but the Ag Committee will be ready to go. I think I'll be confident in language that will. That we'll have by the end of August. The way it always works, though, is the period of time from when you mark up to when it's on the House floor, you want ideally about 7 to 10 days. And so, obviously, when we do the committee markup, we'll be prepared to do it, but it will be depending on leadership providing us that week. And I think Senator Sabineau and Senator Bozeman are good friends. We're close, and they're working with full due diligence, on the Senate side. So I think at the end of the day, hopefully, we'll even have a product that's not a lot of differences between the two. There are always some, but a lot of similarities.
So are we working on the draft during this August recess?
Yeah, we'll be working on the draft. We talked last week with Secretary Vilsack, and he obviously, as his team, we're relying on his team for technical assistance as different proposals are brought forward and considered. We're also relying on the Congressional Budget Office. That's the folks that do the scoring. And I sat down last week again with the director of the CBO and his team. He brought his team into my office. They have reassigned their financial analyst to focus as a priority on the Farm Bill, so they're shifting people around. So it really is a team effort and a team sport at this point, and that gives me optimism.
Do you see much changes from the bill we have in place today?
I think 2018 Farm Bill was really a strong Farm Bill, and that's another reason why I have confidence in our ability to get this done in a timely manner. But there's things that we've learned, right? The common themes, and I suspect we'll hear them today again, is, protecting and strengthening crop insurance. Things like the importance of and doing an additional investment in for agriculture trade with the market access program, the foreign market development program. Those programs are so effective, such return on investment, but we're still working at the dollar value of when they were created. So with inflation, we're probably down to about a quarter of the effectiveness is what they were. And then, of course, everywhere I go, the reference prices with this inflation is inadequate, and that's a higher lift. That's quite an investment, and so it really comes down at this point of not just writing the Farm Bill, but lifting some rocks and looking for pots of money that are out there that could be applied towards what we know we need to do.
To get it through the finish line, it always means what we get done in the Rules Committee and how we can limit debate and do those kind of things. How confident are you in that process?
It's always been a part of the process, right? And so we'll navigate that. We'll see. We always do see some amendments on the floor, which can be more challenging. They're brought forward by people who, unfortunately, really don't understand the implications of perhaps what they're asking for. But that's, that's kind of my job, to lead us through that process. So that's why member education has been so important. And I've been meeting with different groups and individual members, working with members on both sides of the aisle. This will be a bipartisan listening session here today. It was bipartisan in in Maine on Monday, and it was bipartisan in Connecticut on Saturday when I was there. We'll navigate this, and we need to do this. This is the number one industry in the nation. This is the industry that impacts people, touches people's lives more times a day than any other. And it's the one that provides all the things that people have come to know as essential.
On that note, we appreciate the chance to connect.
My pleasure, Don. Thanks so much.